Grez here, and welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I be Grizz.
And shit just got real. Because it's Robot Wars, the fifth Wars, semi-final. And I forgot how hard the first battle goes.
As the kids say, this first battle slapped.
Let us not pretend that we are down with the kids.
Now, I'm down with the clown, but not down with the kids.
Anyway, Maestro, if you could please introduce.
From Donisthorpe, S3.
So this is the vertical disc robot. It's the team that previously made Sting and Sting 2. Probably the most successful
Sting! Sorry.
Except this robot's knees work.
Hey. I'm not gonna get in it.
Anyway.
Yep, the vertical disc that literally dismantled everyone who came in its way in their first go at it.
Yep.
And their opponent, who arguably is one of the fucking most spectacularly built robots ever. From Brighton, Bigger Brother.
So Bigger Brother, which has had some massive upgrades. They're just so well built, and also their driving style is so aggressive. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, like it was really weird. See, like as we mentioned last season with Bigger Brother and how quickly it went out, and then just watching the stark contrast of difference between Bigger Brother last season and this season. Like, this is Big Brother in its final form. It's completely dialed in. Everything is working when it needs to be. Its driving is being absolutely perfected.
And then there was this. You're going into it and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be like a... Because I don't remember this match. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be quite a back and forth match. No. Literally. It's... S3 gets bodied. It doesn't get a chance to land a blow on Bigger Brother. And then it gets so close to ootering S3... 3 or 4 times. And then there is almost this moment of, okay, fine, we'll just stick you in the pit.
But, like, all of this just seemed very unplanned. It was... Big Brother comes in, and it's got the flipper weapon that's got the two little spikes at the top, so it almost, like, acts as a sort of grip. So it grabs S3, takes it over at the rail, it gets S3 stuck on the rail, but like while it does all that, it also bumps the pit, because there's the point where you see Big Brother rearing back for its next attack, and it's very close to the pit as it goes down. It goes to Uta, but because of the bizarre shape of S3, that actually benefits and flips it back in the arena. Then Big Brother turns around, puts S3 in the pit, but almost drives itself in. Like, it was so clumsy, but at the same time so like quite perfectionist. Like, perfect clumsy.
It's almost this instance of kind of like I'm going to run and flail at you until you die.
Yeah, until something happens.
Yeah.
It was chaos, no pun intended.
Yeah. Oh no, that comes later.
Yeah, it comes next. But it was. It was just like letter on the fly. It's like, I expected you to go to the arena. You didn't. Well, okay, let's do this. Ah! Oh, fuck, I almost fell in.
So, anyway. Now, as I said, this battle's great and epic, and I enjoyed it so much. I was like, why don't I remember this match? And then I saw what the next match was and go, oh, that's why.
Oh, this is why. Like, one of the... like little batshit craziest matches of all time is about to take place.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if there's ever a time to sing this song, it would be very appropriate. Because from Ash, Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make
even
everything.
Your disc doesn't work.
Groovy. Yep. Sometimes you just don't need a disc to very, 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 very almost win a fight 3 fucking times. What else could this robot have done? Jesus Christ.
And its opponent.
From Ipswich, the current reigning and defending Robot Wars UK champion, Chaos 2.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize this robot is almost 20 kilos lighter than Wild Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are very small robots, but... so you forget... oh, no, Wild Thing is 100 kilos.
Oof-a. And it shows.
And this people... yeah,
I think we're literally just about to say the exact same thing. This is the point where you finally start realizing that Chaos 2 can't do it anymore.
It's getting very old.
Yeah.
And it's just because early, I even have the note, this is a wild and chaotic battle.
Yeah.
So early on, Chaos 2 is taking Wild Thing to Suplex City.
Yep, he misjudges an Uta, and Wild Thing bounces off the wall. And I feel like as soon as that happens, it almost kind of wakes Wild Thing up. It's like, all right, here we go. I'm awake now.
And, I mean, there were some incredible flips, and then just out of nowhere, there is this moment where Wild Thing goes, yeah, but I'm going to push you in the pit, I'm going to push you, and there is this, you see the back wheels of Chaos 2 are in the pit.
Yeah, like the little caster wheels that it has on the back, but they're dangling over the edge, and then it's like, wow. With this, why the fuck was Chaos 2 not in, like, Tug of War or the Sumo and Techno games? Because the insane power and the angle that Chaos 2 was at, how the hell did Chaos 2 fight back and not go in the pit?
And then it goes, okay, fine, I'm going to feed you to dead metal. And it keeps... again, Chaos 2, again, it is... dominating. And then there's this moment where you see it does a flip, and the flip just isn't quite that good.
Yeah, it's just like sure, it flipped over a Wild Thing. It did. It's a bit like I feel like it's kind of like World's Strongest Man is like the way that I want to describe this this analogy. I don't know where my analogies come from, but anyway,
like when they lift the big ass tire and they just lift it enough that it finishes the job itself.
Yeah, but it's like yeah, like at the start, you know, it's like honk and it's like flip the tire, 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 flip the tire. clip the tire. Like, this is like the equivalent of Chaos 2 at this point. It's like, flip the robot, flip the robot, flip the robot. Come on, flip the robot.
And then there's this moment. And this is the moment that will... It is the moment... Because at first I was like, when Chaos 2 gets almost put in place, it's like, but that's not the one I remember.
No.
Because this Atma, while Fade goes, gets side on, charges towards the pit with Chaos 2. And now they, by the sound of it, they basically didn't want to drive in themselves.
Uh-huh.
Because they thought if we drive in themselves, it'll go to a judge's decision and we'll lose. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
they knew they were on the back foot at this point.
So they stopped just before so that basically so the momentum would tip Chaos in. And Chaos tips and it tips and the smoke gets triggered and it goes off.
The pyro goes off to imply that Chaos 2 is in the pit. So they back off.
And there is this moment and you say, no.
I think Chaos 2 just comes out of the smoke like, ah, ha, ha, you thought you got rid of me.
And there's almost this moment where Wild Thing's like, why won't you die?
That was the exact sentence I was about to use. That's so fucking funny.
By the end of this, at this point, it's clear Wild Thing is on top, but they've run out of time.
Yeah, like they pulled back an incredible deficit at the beginning of this this match, and I mean,
now I do agree with the judges. This is a unanimous decision.
Mm-hmm. But this is probably the closest unanimous decision I think there probably ever was.
Oh yeah, I mean it's like a 15-14 decision. It's
yeah. If they'd done the BattleBots metric, it would literally be that.
Yeah.
23-22 decision for the Red Square, Chaos 2!
And yeah, I mean, it's... But, and I've got to be honest, it's but for Wild Thing, just not quite finished. And they've had this problem before, they just don't have finishing power.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is. I'm gonna go out and say this. I genuinely believe that this is the greatest battle in Robot Wars history. I actually prefer it to. I know that there's one battle in this series in particular that people mm-hmm. rate more, mm-hmm. and I think from an emotional point of view, I can see where they're coming from. But in terms of, here are two robots at the absolute peak of their powers, absolutely throwing everything at each other.
The thing is, this is probably the best genuine scrap.
Yeah.
Between two robots, the other one that you're talking about in question, I know which one it is. Fantastic battle, don't get me wrong. I think it's the emotional level of said battle. Obviously, I'm sure everybody listens knows the match we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's not happened yet, that's why we're not talking about it yet. That match, and we'll probably very much rediscuss this when we get to it. That match was made so emotional purely for the camera work. Yeah. That the camera work in that fight is what made that fight what it was. But I'm kind of inclined to agree with you. Like, this was just an absolute scrap of a fight. And the fact that this match goes to a judge's decision, that means there was 5 minutes of this. You know what? This is one of those few times where I want to see the entire 5 minute fucking fight. Give us the...
It depends what the edit... Maybe that's an edit thing, I don't know. But now, anyway.
give me the Snyder cut of this fight.
What? All the fans will start abusing any woman that criticizes it even tepidly.
The super long version.
I know. I'm just being.
I know. I feel you.
No. as someone who podcasts in the DC space, and I'm just like, Snyder fans, you got your movie.
No, shut up.
Way.
I know, but it's like now that people have got the Snyder cut and they got Sonic remade into an adorable little fucking what Sonic looks like and not diseased monster of some kind, now they think they can do anything.
Yep. Anyway, we have final, because this is the start of the playoff seasons.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think we have mentioned, but it goes to a judge's decision. Wild Thing does lose, unfortunately.
Unanimously as well.
Unanimously, but as we say, probably the absolute closest unanimous decision without it being a split decision. And I wouldn't be disappointed if it was a split decision either.
Mm-hmm.
But Chaos 2 advances. It managed to hold on, but as we say, this is the start of Chaos 2 starting to really look tired.
Oh yeah, I think we saw it a little bit with Smidzy as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it, obviously that match was pretty controversial. It just seems as if season 5, this season of controversial Chaos 2 matches.
Yeah.
So we move on to our final first round match. Yes, there's only 3 matches in the first round.
Because only 12 heats, because they did this format for 2 years, I think, of kind of, there are 12 heats, and then now that it's like, oh, well, you won a heat, so we're going to give you a second chance rumble in this round.
Mm. See, I'm not big on the... I was about to wait till we got to the second chance rumble before I mentioned this, but since you mentioned it, I'll just bring it up now. I'm not big on that in any tournament of any kind, in any kind of competition sense.
It depends. I do think the idea of having like a double elimination tournament...
Mm-hmm. Maybe something like that's different.
Yeah, but I think it was... I get the impression it's more a time thing.
Possibly.
Like, we didn't have time to have 16 heats, or enough... I'm sure they would have had enough robots, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Arnold Terminegger would have if they had 4 more fucking heats.
Yeah. Anywho.
Even looking at, like, you know, a couple of pages on the wiki with the stats of, applied for season 5 and didn't get in. It's like, well, you know what? There was another robot that you could have put in there.
Yep.
I don't think the well was drying up on people making robots. But we digress. We move on to our third and final first round match. It's gonna be... from Bournemouth, Razor.
I'm surprised that they felt they had the energy to do this, because I mean, surely they've been sleeping in the shed and they've not had hot meals for like 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, imagine living in the shed and then probably under a tree, there'll be birds chirping all hours of the night, probably foxes scratching at the door. They're living off tins of cold baked beans. Like, oof. Times seem to be hard in the Razor household.
Yep, anyway.
Their opponent from Essex, Spawn Again.
Which unfortunately gets Spawn Against. It gets the Spawn / Scutter curse kicking again of the, oh, we were doing really well. We're dead.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Why are we doing so well? Oh, well, we're dead. Like, just...
we're so dead.
Why is it always when we do well we die? Why can't we die when we're doing crap?
Now, to be fair, they were not doing well.
No, I know.
Razor!
They were hanging
in
there.
You're a flipper robot, and Razor immediately gets under you at your flipper. You're like, oh, we're dead. Very dead.
Yep, that's us done now.
And it's just, I forget how, like, see now that Razor is reliable? It's just this case of so many fights going the same way, which is just Razor gets a crush, moves, gets a crush, moves, gets a crush, move. And it's Spawn again gets ragdolled.
Yeah. I can't even come up with a word. This was just an absolute demolishing. Like, poor Spawn again. I actually genuinely felt so bad for these guys.
And yeah, I mean, it could, there's no way that this could get worse. It's not like they're going to immediately be asked to fight again.
Like there was a point in this match I put in my notes, like, I think Spawn is bent, because there's this one shot and it definitely looks like it's not centered. It looks like it's slanted, which maybe why the drive kind of stopped working, because
and they also
like,
say at this point, oh, the flipper's dead.
Yeah, we get like a good shot of the team going flip, flip, and it's like, no flipper, and they're like, oh no. I think like as soon as that happens, you see them go no flipper, and then instantly Spawn goes for the pads, like, right, well, it's Hail Mary time now. This is our last shot. We need to go for the pit, and then we need to try and get them down. As soon as they hit the pit, Razor comes in and goes, all right, well, there you go. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I do genuinely kind of feel bad for Spawn again. Like, they have enough problems as it is just relying on their robot, never mind getting put up against Razor.
Yeah. So, we now get a three-way dance!
Yee-hoo!
Yeah, baby!
So, the winner of this will fight again. And, obviously, in hindsight, the winner of this gets to fight Razor. Which is kind of interesting.
Can you imagine that? It's like Spawn again. We've got another chance. We've got Razor again.
Oh, we have to fight Razor again. Motherfucker. God damn it.
Yep.
So your three competitors are S3, Wild Thing, and Spawn again.
Yep. So...
3-2-1 activate, and Wild Thing and Spawn just both like double team S3. Like, both of them are just on either side closing in, and S3's kind of backing towards the wall.
The danger is.
Yeah. I mean, the alliance didn't exactly last very long. Spawn dies relatively quickly into this fight, and then we just have like S3 and Wild Thing just going at it.
And this is very much a, now we get to find out which out of damage control, style, and aggression gets valued the highest.
Damage control?
Because it is clear that Wild Thing is controlling the fight, is the more stylish whilst doing it. However, it is getting chunks ripped off it.
Yeah, like, because this was the part where it's like, S3 looked like it was starting to kind of slow down, but he had already done the damage. Like, because obviously there was a bit of damage done to Spawn again as well, because it was this bit, I think it was the front of the flipper, was lying next to the pit when Sergeant Bash throws Spawn again down there. So obviously that kind of counts as well. By the end of the fight, Wild Thing is tore up, like nobody's business. The thing is done, but the thing is, Wild Thing controlled the like. It's again like the age old saying of, I'm gonna break your fist with my face, because Wild Thing just kept driving face first into the saw. It was taking damage the entire time, but goddamn, was it controlling that entire fight after Spawn again was out.
And yeah, it goes to the judges. And I'll be honest, I purely because the idea of Wild Thing fighting Chaos 2, Razor, and Hypnodisc just sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of sad that they give it to S3.
Because that's the thing. We go to Craig. Craig mentions that they won on control. They won on aggression. But their robot was mangled. So damage, obviously, and this, as always, damage carries more than anything else, and S3 wins.
Yeah.
And, yep, totally fair enough. If they went with Wild Thing, I'd probably be a little peeved, but I would also kind of understand it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was just a bit too much damage for them to go any other way, unfortunately.
Indeed. But anyway.
So S3 is back in the competition. They've got another shot here. But first, we have the battle of arguably the two greatest flippers in Robot Wars history.
Since two of the most successful flippers.
That's why I said arguably.
Uh-huh.
If you use the word arguably, you can make any statement true. I am arguably the sexiest host in Rise of the Robots.
I'm not even going to argue that.
I mean, but like, you know, like if we put up a side by side photo of us, like there could be other people go, no, I would say Alan's like, okay.
That looks, I mean, like a man who can breathe through his ears.
Well, to be honest, a lot of people look at me and go, that looks like a man that only breathes through his mouth.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
I feel like we just need a second, because
this is like 2.5 hours into the recording session. You've had a few beers. I'm tired.
I know, but it's just like, after this much slog, this episode has been incredible. I feel like I just need like a fucking 5-second breather, because we're about to get onto another incredible fight. I just need a second.
Do you remember last week when I said 101 looked tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaos 2 looks very tired.
Oh.
Like, and then what then happens is Bigger Brawler immediately... So it gets Chaos 2 over, and then the second Chaos 2 starts to suffer. Nope. Uh-huh. And then it tries to suffer a second time. Nope.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell Chaos 2 is basically trying to set themselves up, because they're like, we're one shot and it's a 30-second Uta. So they obviously turn the gas right up.
Yeah.
And you can see the amount of gas it vents in the first 3 to 4 flips.
Yeah, like, see the first, like... I know, I can tell you're choking because of the amount of gas that Chaos 2 is, is venting here. But, like, they finally get, like, a good... They get Bigger Brother right next to the arena, and you can tell that they're trying to go for the Uta, but see, by this point, the gas is running out. It's done. And they get Bigger Brother over one more time. Bigger Brother self-rights, and then Bigger Brother charges through, like, literally through the fire and the flames that they carry on. flips Chaos 2, and then you just see the moment of Chaos 2. They're essentially just opening the flipper, because at this point, there's nothing left. There is no power left in the flipper. They've used it all up, and they can't get back over. And then, just for the nice little added tactic, Bigger Brother sits right under Chaos 2's butt, so that even if it tries, it's not going to get back over. But it's a masterclass of tactician, because we go to Craig Charles, who interviews both teams after the fight. After Chaos 2 is counted out, that's it. There you go. Your two-time UK champion is eliminated.
Confirms at this point that... So at this point, we now only have one British champion left in the tournament.
Yeah, because I was about to say, like, let's not skirt over that point. The undefeated in UK television competition, to be entirely specific, Chaos 2 has finally been defeated.
And not just, like, luckily beaten or someone just hit... No. Was outplayed, out-strategized, and just beaten.
Yeah. So then we move on to the aforementioned Craig Charles interview, where he interviews Chaos 2. They're humble in defeat, definitely. Like, and George Francis says, yep, Chaos 2 is getting pretty old now. Like, even he realizes it. And then Ian says, to be honest, that was our strategy the whole time, was we were only going to use the flipper when we needed to. We let you tire yourself out.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And then he apologizes for it. He goes, sorry. And it's like, I mean...
Yeah, fine.
Don't be sorry. Like, that's what this whole game's about. Like, if you have limited CO2, then, you know, like, it's part of the strategy. Like, I don't feel like there's a kind of... There shouldn't be any hard feelings. Obviously, there isn't. Definitely, Chaos 2 already said so. But it's just the way that he's just like, I'm sorry. And it's like, no, you outplayed the champ. You did it.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, as a kid, I would imagine, like, every kid that watches it just goes, oh, just go in and just flip the flipper and, like, blah, 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 blah. But, like, obviously, being a grown-ass adult, you see that there's much more strategy than just, oh, flip. Because you're going to run it, and Chaos 2 did. What can I say?
Yep.
I mean, that was intense.
And then we get to the two most damaging weapons in this semi-final so far.
This is probably the closest that we ever got to hitting the disc versus Razor.
What? No, they definitely met in the final. What are you talking about?
All I want is...
True story, you know, the two teams were offered a fight in Extreme One, and they both went, why would we do it for no reason?
Exactly. And see, to be honest,
who can blame them?
I do not blame them. Because see, if Extreme was recorded on its own, which I thought it was, but then now since then, you've made it come to light that it was recorded the same time as Season 4?
Season 5.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Why would either of them risk that? If Extreme was recorded on its own and then filming for that finished, and then you had X amount of weeks or months until Season 5, yeah, why wouldn't you? But if these two are being recorded concurrently, no, absolutely, no. I do not blame them whatsoever. And as much as, you know, inside my little 8-year-old 8-year-old version of me is like, yeah, but I want to see the big smashies and the big crushies do smashy crush. It's like, shut up, child. You don't know anything.
You still have hope and dreams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at you now, son. Bald at 30 years old.
Like, anyway.
Not like by a choice. It's just, it happened.
So, Razor versus S3. There is this moment where S3 maybe has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Razor manages to avoid the weapon and get to the tube on the back.
Yeah, they only had one spot for a grip. It was the tube on the back, and they nailed it pretty quickly. And then the second that happens, smoke just spews out of S3.
Uh-huh.
And then to make matters worse, while it's getting pierced by Razor, Shunt also gets a dink in.
And doesn't manage to make any impactful damage, I noticed.
Yeah, it's not the worst one in the world, but it is just like it's really like, I don't know, like someone punching you in the back while someone punches you in the face. It's like, I'm already being hit, like I didn't need a second hit.
And there is this moment where what does seem to be happening is, after it's like, okay, I've finally won this match. Now, I think at this point the disc has stopped working.
Well, there is this great moment where like Razor gets the beak right into like the kind of weapon hub.
Oh no, you can see it's trying to rip the weapon out.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to rip this robot's teeth out whilst it's still alive.
Yeah, no anesthesia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's S3, they had like a small chance, and then it still moves. It's still moving like the entire time, which, considering how much smoke it's given off, because I mean it smokes the entire match, I'm surprised it has any movement left, because I'm imagining that's like a battery smoke.
Yeah, maybe.
So, the fact that he even slightly is moving towards the end of this fight, gotta give them points for toughness. They made a hell of a tough robot, but there wasn't anything here. And to be honest, I think like by the end of the fight, Razor is actively trying to get an Uta.
Oh yeah, there is this moment of kind of, I'm going to pull you over the fence.
Because there isn't many robots in Robot Wars history that got Utas that weren't a flipper robot.
I can only think of about 3 or 4.
Yeah. And that's not including Sir Kill-A-Lot.
Uh-huh.
But, like, to be honest, this was a bit of a massacre, unfortunately.
So, our final two robots from this semi-final are the world champion and
the King Beater.
The Kingslayer Big Umbrella. Mm. Except this Kingslayer gets to keep its hand.
Mm.
Well, actually, now I think about it. But that is for another time, as we are into the last 2 weeks of this season of Rise of the Robots.